Millions of people are exposed every day to the chemical benzene. It's a substance usually found in products made from oil or coal. Scientists know that benzene can cause leukemia if it's inhaled in large amounts. Now research suggests that even a very low dose can damage important blood cells. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
China is a good place to see the effects of toxic chemicals on people. The country's industrial revolution has produced a lot of pollution. That includes benzene, created during numerous industrial processes, such as refining gasoline or making plastic or detergents. Safety limits on benzene have been in place for years because of its link to cancer. But what's been unclear is what happens if you breathe just a little bit of it over a long period of time. So a team of medical experts spent almost a year and a half studying the blood of factory workers in China. Workers exposed to benzene from glue had low white blood cell counts. Then the experts looked further at so-called progenitor cells. They're essentially an early stage in the development of new blood cells. Toxicologist Martin Smith at the University of California at Berkeley, one of the researchers, says these progenitor cells were affected too. They didn't grow and multiply as they should.
And so this strongly points to the idea that benzene is actually affecting the progenitor and stem cells in the blood and in the bone marrow, which actually make all the other blood cells.
What surprised the researchers was that it took only one part of benzene in a million parts of air to alter that cell-making process, and in some cases less than that. An average of one part per million is the maximum level permitted in U.S. factories. Chinese factories allow two parts per million. Epidemiologist Nathaniel Rothman of the National Cancer Institute directed the study, which appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. Rothman says the higher the dose of benzene, the greater the effect on blood cells. He also found that some people are genetically more susceptible to benzene's effects. The scientists found no evidence that the workers got sick from these low levels of benzene, but Rothman says that doesn't mean it's safe.
The finding that blood cell counts are lower raises a concern that there could be other types of changes occurring in their bone marrow. That's where blood cells come from, and that could ultimately put workers at higher risk of developing disease in the future.
According to the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, hundreds of thousands of Americans are exposed to benzene in the workplace every day. Outside factory walls, the Environmental Protection Agency estimates that half the U.S. population is exposed to much lower levels of benzene from industrial sources. It's also in the air at gas stations, though again at much lower levels than in factories, and it's in cigarette smoke. EPA is working to reduce industrial emissions of benzene. Martin Smith at Berkeley says his Chinese study could accelerate those efforts.
I think that the findings will raise concern both on this side of the Pacific and also in China. I think this will be looked at also by other international agencies.
Benzene's effects on progenitor cells are subtle. Scientists from industry and academia who've studied these results say the work is well-researched, although there is a chance something other than benzene might be at work here. The authors acknowledge their work is still preliminary and say they and others need to study more workers to be certain of what's going on and what level of benzene is really safe. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.